As part of NPR's look back at the summer of 1963, we've been tuning into the music of that time. Our co-host Audie Cornish was in Birmingham, Alabama this week. She put together this story about the role that DJs played in the civil rights movement.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor!
When civil rights activists at the time wanted to recruit more of Birmingham's youth to the protest struggle, they looked to DJs and music.
My nickname was Shelly the Playboy. Now, I would use the words, hey, Lordy, mama, you know, hey, talk about it, baby. You know, I was a street brother.
Shelly the Playboy Stewart is now head of a major marketing firm in Birmingham. But back in the 1950s and 60s, he was a popular DJ in the city, spinning tunes like this one from Jackie Wilson, Baby Workout.
They called me crazy because I wouldn't say Miss So-and-so on the air. If a kid who called me who happened to have been white, I would say, hey, darling, so glad to have you on the call today, sweetheart. And, you know, that's just not good. That's bad habits in the 50s in Birmingham, Alabama.
Stewart was one of several outspoken disc jockeys, black DJs that at one point angered the Klan so much they cut down the radio tower for the popular black station WENN. Civil rights activist James Bevel reached out to Stewart and another DJ, the late Tall Paul Dudley White, to help draw more kids into the movement.
We had talked and we had discovered that the adults would not respond. They were afraid to come out and go to meetings because of fear of losing their jobs. They were threatened by the employers. But the children are saying, we want our freedom. And they were listening to what was going on the radio. We knew that.
The DJs worked with civil rights activists to secretly spread the word about rallies or workshops they were having. Shelly Stewart said sometimes they'd signal kids by playing a certain song, one that might sound out of place in a playlist of 1960s funk stars. For instance, this 1954 tune by Joe Turner.
Big Joe Turner in the 1950s had recorded a record called Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And the lyrics went like this. Get out of that bed and wash your face and hand. Get out of that bed and wash your face and hand. Get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Well, anybody know that record? That's different. They heard that thing. That was the gold record there.
I said shake.
Sometimes the DJs would repeat coded phrases that the activists use that might signal the kids to prepare to march.
We would say things like, bring your toothbrush, you ought to brush your teeth. That's not normal.
So if you're saying get your toothbrush, that means you might spend the night in jail. So you need a toothbrush.
Yeah, that's really what we're saying.
When Police Commissioner Eugene Bull Connor met the youth marchers with fire hoses, a canine unit, and school buses to haul them to jail, Stewart said he was stunned.
Kids walking up to you and parents coming down screaming and hollering and about the brutality that is taking place. And the children themselves, they were not backing down. I cried. Everybody cried. But the children said, I'm not afraid of your jail. I want my freedom.
Shelly Stewart, formerly known as DJ Shelly the Playboy. We spoke to him in Birmingham, Alabama.
I was born by the river.
In the years after, Shelly Stewart says he heard a shift in the music. Songs like Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come reflected a new consciousness and the next chapter in the world of R&B.
Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. yes, it will. It's been too hard living.
This is NPR.